said he. "The fact is that I have heard some really extraordinary stories about your financial ability. You remember Parker, who used to be Coxon's manager? He can never say enough about it." Of course, I was pleased to hear this. I had always been pretty sharp in the office, but I'd never dreamed that I was talked about in the city in this fashion. "You have a good memory," said he. "Pretty fair," I answered modestly. "Have you kept in touch with the market while you have been out of work?" he asked. "Yes, I read the stock exchange list every morning." "Now that shows real application," he cried. "That is the way to prosper. You won't mind my testing you, will you? Let me see. How are Ayrshires?"
106¼ to 105⅞.
"And New Zealand Consolidated?"
104.
"And British Broken Hills?"
7-7.6.
"Wonderful," he cried with his hands up. "This quite fits in with all that I had heard. My boy, you are very much too good to be a clerk at Mawson's." This outburst rather astonished me, as you can think. "Well," said I, "other people don't think quite so much of me as you seem to do, Mr. Pinner. I had a hard enough fight to get this berth, and I'm very glad to have it." "Pooh, man, you should soar above it. You are not in your true sphere. Now, I'll tell you how it stands with me. What I have to offer is little enough when measured by your ability, but when compared with Mawson's, it's light to dark. Let me see, when do you go to Mawson's?"
"On Monday."
"Ha ha! I think I would risk a little sporting flutter that you don't go there at all."
"Not go to